Educating Joey Essex. My name is Joey Essex. I need to get educated. So, educating Joey Essex. We this specific show is a one-off special. We go to Africa. The concept of the show is just a journey, really, and I meet all sorts of primates, monkey. I actually got bitten by a monkey straight away as soon as I got out of there, which was so long. That's caught on film as well. All the way to the end, and I go meet gorillas. And probably the most biggest thing I learned out of there was I always wanted a pet monkey, and consider I got bitten by a pet monkey, and then I met all these other gorillas and all these other primates and stuff, and all the ones in the natural habitat were quite friendly compared to the ones that had nappies on, were kept as pets. So I don't want a pet one no more.
I think
they're a lot more happier in the natural habitat, a lot in the wild with their families and stuff. So yeah, but it's a great show, and it's funny. It's really good.
So that's what you took from it. You definitely don't want a pet monkey.
That's what I took. Yeah, well, I sort of learned that because I've always like, oh, I really want a pet monkey. I really want a pet monkey. I don't think I want a pet monkey anymore.
So the producers were hoping to educate you.
Yeah.
And they were left a tiny bit disappointed sometimes. Some of the things, I don't want to give too much away,
yeah,
but I've just been cracking up at some of the things that I've seen happen. So you thought Africa was a continent.
See, I still get confused about this. I still get confused about this continent thing. I just think it's a country. It's all the same, isn't it?
And the township of Soweto in South Africa was called Sowaitrose.
Well, no, the way he was saying it, he was going Soweto. And I was going, Waitrose? And I couldn't say it. And then he went Soweto. I was Soweto. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
So you knew.
Well, I knew in the end.
I mean, I loved you on I'm a Celebrity. And I was one of those people that was watching it. I'm going, I think sometimes you're putting this on because you were so clever in other ways. You're very logical.
I'm not academic clever. Mm. I mean, you put a maths test in front of me, you put a geography book in front of me, I ain't going to know nothing, but I think I'm more clever than people think. I learned this the other day. I was on Loose Women, they told me I'm a lot more clever than people.
You were very logical. You were very good at all the tasks. You got things.
I'm very streetwise.
You're streetwise.
Yeah.
You're totally street.
I'm so streetwise, man.
You're more street than anyone I've ever met. And the other thing I loved was that you were camping in the Kruger National Park. Kruger National Park. And you asked them if there was a plug for your hairdryer.
Well, that's the thing, because I put my hairdryer thinking I could do my hair. And I was wearing bandanas the whole day, so it was really annoying. But they didn't tell me that I wouldn't have, there'd be no plugs around there. And I had no Wi-Fi. I didn't know there was going to be Wi-Fi anywhere. I thought it was like updated now. I thought if you go to like places like that, you get Wi-Fi. You don't get nothing.
Everywhere gets Wi-Fi.
I didn't get signal.
You must have been. So you love to tweet. You're on your phone.
I know
the whole
what
time.
I mean.
Must have been
so
hell.
I was on my own, but I learned a lot from it. I educated a lot, and from that one show as well, by being on my own. I've never done a show by myself before. I've always been with other people, like I'm a Celeb, Towie, and other shows, and that was by myself, behind the camera, on my own, with no one I knew. So I felt like I got a lot of confidence from that and the jungle, but Africa brought a lot of confidence inside me.
So you found yourself?
I found myself.
Yeah.
In a good way. Like I presented the award the other night at Trick Awards, and I just weren't nervous at all. I really weren't, because I felt like I can do things by myself more now.
So it started in the jungle, and then you went on to do this. Because you did this straight after the jungle. You must have been
literally
mad.
I had 9 injections, 3 a week. I'm coming to, and in 3 weeks, I went to there. They injected flu into me, rabies, tetanus. I had flu. I was like, I was like sleepwalking at night time before I went. Everything was mad.
Got a book coming out very soon.
I've got a book coming out on the 22nd of May, and it's called Joey Essex Being Ream.
Of course. And is it like a really warts and all autobiography? Do we find out stuff that we've never heard before?
It's one of them ones when I've sat there and I've literally told everything. It's from when I was growing up, from a kid all the way to now, and everything, nothing but the truth is in there, and it's just. It's nice that I've done it, and it's just something that I've always wanted to do, but it's at the right time, and everything's in there about my past and my family and everything.
Well, I hope we're going to talk to you more about that when the book comes out, so I don't want to go too much into it. But there's obviously lots of stuff about your relationships in there. There's Amy features quite a lot, I should imagine, or a little bit from the jungle.
I think, I've been out with girls and I've got another ex-girlfriend and stuff, and I've got a few ex-girlfriends, so everyone's in there, it's talking about everything. So.
But you've said recently, between you and Amy, there wasn't really anything, there was no relationship. Once you came out the jungle, that was kind of it.
Well, it was just mad, the papers, like, you know, said there was a relationship straight away. That's not how it works, and it don't really work like that, does it? Like, ever, just the papers just like to say that, and then everyone predicts that we are a relationship, but we wasn't ever in a relationship. She knows that. I think Amy knows that as well.
I was quite glad because I thought, oh no, they're going to pretend to be together and then we're going to see a whole load of photo shoots, and you didn't do it, and I thought, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, but that's what it was. There was never a relationship. We was good friends, and she's a nice girl. We was good friends, but there was never a relationship.
And Sam, what's going on with Sam? Because it's again, it's sort of in the press that you're trying to win her back.
Sam's just, you know, Sam's a good friend of mine, and we've been close over the years and stuff, and she'll always have a special place in my heart, and I'm just there for her. You know, she's going through a hard time at the moment, so it's not that. It's just I'll always care for her. She, regardless what's happening. So
did you watch Celebrity Big Brother at all? Did you watch it in
I was out in Africa, but I watched the first bit of it and a bit of the last bit, but I was in Africa for most of it.
Was that quite hard for you to see? Because Sam, you know, herself says that she wasn't herself, she wasn't feeling ill. Was it hard for you to kind of see her in there and not be the Sam that you know?
I don't know, really. I just seeing Sam in there was just like seeing Sam. Yeah, she just got on with it, I suppose, and she went very well in there. So it was just, yeah, I suppose she was ill, so it was hard to see her. Like, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Seems like she's in a good place now, though. She's got new clothing range out. And
she's got big smiles on her face. She's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're happy.
Yeah.
What's the future then for Joey Essex? What do you want to happen now? Because you've now got the TV show. You've done a book. What's coming next?
I think I've got my CD coming out. I've got actually one for you here. If you want,
I'd love one. Yeah. Yes, please.
I've signed with Warner Brothers Music, so I've got a CD coming out. Joey Essex, Essex Anthems. There you go.
Nice, thank you.
It's got all
Clean Bandit, one of my favourite songs.
Yeah, that's the first song on there as well.
Bit of Rudimental.
It's got good
Calvin
songs
Harris,
in there.
Ellie Goulding.
It took a while, but we've done the advert and everything, so it's brilliant. It's coming out, so it comes out on the 17th of March in store all over HMV, and it comes out on iTunes on the 16th of March.
Are you a DJ then? Do you kind of do a bit of DJing?
No, I never do DJing. I mean, I would never see myself as Calvin Harris.
No.
I couldn't sit there. I mean, it'd be cool, yeah, putting the headphones on and going...
Pretending, yeah. He's got nothing to worry about.
No.
So what about owning your own nightclub or a string of nightclubs? Is that something you'd like to do?
Nightclubs. Maybe in the future. Maybe like a nice bar or something, or like a restaurant. But I don't know, not right now. I've got too much things going on. Maybe in the future.
Will you always stay in Essex, do you think? Or would you imagine... Could you ever see yourself going to Hollywood, doing films, anything like that?
Maybe in the future. You never know. Maybe something might come up in the future. But I'm not... At the moment, I'm just concentrating on my solo projects and stuff. And I'm not gonna jump too far ahead. So I'm just going to try and play it cool, you know, do all right here. Then maybe in the future, go to America. Yeah.
Do you fancy that?
I would love to. Mm. At the right time, when the timing's right. Definitely.
And will you ever go back to The Only Way Is Essex, do you think?
Never say never. I love the show. I'm a big fan of it. I watch every episode. And it's nice to be out of it for now, just to be able to be out of that. Because I was at the core of Towie, and there was a lot of things going around me, the arguments and stuff like that. So it's just nice to be able to watch it, put my feet up and have a cup of tea, really, and just be out of the aggro.
A lot less stressful.
Yeah, but never say never.
And because it's kind of like you guys were the first to do that over here. Obviously, in America, they've been doing it for a while with the Hills
yeah.
and Keeping Up the Kardashians is kind of the same thing, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys were the first to do it over here. Now there's a lot of shows like that with
loads.
The Valleys and Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
And the what is it? Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
So are you a fan of those shows? And do you choose?
Yeah, I'm good friends with Oliver Proudlock and Jamie Lang. So I love Made in Chelsea. I think it's a great show. It's more like The Hills, that one.
Mm.
I mean, I think the good thing about Towie is quite unique. There's no other show like it out there. It's a very unique show, and there's no other show like Towie out there. Like you ain't got that in America. You ain't got no Towie nowhere. Towie's Towie.
Mm.
With like other shows, they're always related to other shows. You know, Geordie Shore. You've got Jersey Shore. In Chelsea, you've got The Hills. Towie. There's no other show like it. So it's a brilliant show.
And it is quite popular in America.
Like, what, Towie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. People watch it over
the
there,
Lady of
don't
Hunger
they?
Games. The lady,
Jennifer Lawrence.
She loves it.
Loves Towie.
She's a big fan of Joey Essex. What are you saying?
So, I don't know. Are you going to head out? I mean, she is lovely as well.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of her. I love her movies, man.
How about Lindsay Lohan? Have you seen the story about her this week? There's a list that's kind of been leaked of all the people in Hollywood that she supposedly slept with. There's a lot
no
of
way.
Them. You haven't seen that story, no?
I've not seen it.
Would you like to be on that list? Are you a fan of Lindsay Lohan at all?
I mean, I'm not on the list, and I don't think I'm going
to
be on this.
You'd like to keep it that way?
Yeah.
Joey, it's been absolutely lovely.
I want to keep it that way, man.